You're listening to a Soundcast interview with composer Catherine Bostick. I'm Kristen Romanelli. You can find more interviews and all of our episodes at thesoundcast.com, or you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Acast. Wherever you do listen, please give us a rating and a review, as it really helps us to know that you're listening, and it helps us make the show better. You can send us your feedback at soundcast@tracksounds.com, via our SpeakPipe widget, on Twitter at Audio Soundcast, or on Facebook. Today we speak with Catherine Bostick about the Sundance Film Festival and her scores to Clemency and Toni Morrison, The Pieces I Am. Both films generated significant buzz at the festival, with Clemency winning the U.S. Grand Jury Prize in the dramatic competition. I'm calling from Boston. I understand you went to Tufts?
Yes, I did. I went to Tufts and New England Conservatory.
With that connection, I did want to touch quickly upon you being the Berklee Film Scoring Artist in Residence this past October. Can you tell me a little bit about that experience?
Oh, it was incredible. You know, I always like talking to students who are still learning about creative process in terms of practical approach. So I like to go in and not only talk about the practical approach of film scoring in particular, but also just some life skill stuff, which I, you know, you never really get taught. You kind of find
right.
out on your own, which is cool, too. I mean, so we did a lot of really intense discussion about their own unique voice as a composer and as an artist. Like, what did that mean to them? How they valued that voice. And it was amazing. I mean, there's so much talent in the world. And these students in particular are very passionate about storytelling through music. So it was a great week of presentation. They played me a lot of their cues that they were developing and would explain their intent in terms of how it works with whatever scene they were scoring. So we talked about how to craft that from an emotional point of view and also how to collaborate with a director.
I suppose spinning off of nurturing students and young artists in their career, you have a long history with Sundance, aside mm-hmm. from the festival.
Well, I was very fortunate to receive Sundance fellowships for narrative feature scoring and documentary scoring through their composer's lab that they have every year. Mm. And in that opportunity, I began to really decide to pursue film scoring as a career path. You know, you're mentored by some of the most amazing A-list studio composers. And that really began to change my trajectory about how I saw myself as a storyteller in the scoring world. Because initially I had found it to be something that was not going to be accessible to me mm-hmm. because I just was intimidated by the idea of it. But once I got that fellowship, and also once I realized that film scoring, like other platforms of collaboration, you know, you're storytelling. So it's the music, it's the sort of the sonic component of what that is. So it's very enriching.
Awesome. Now, I have some friends who are just in the screening for Clemency over there at Sundance, and they were blown away by it. Tell me about this film and how your music works with it.
Well, the film is a very powerful film in that it's a very internal film of the journey, the internal journey of Alfie Woodard's character, Bernadine, who plays the warden of this prison and that serves death row inmates. And she has at a point where it's finally beginning to take its toll on her. So it's sort of that internal journey. And the music had to reflect this sparseness of the prison environment and the lack of humanity and the coldness. So it was very sparse, and I wanted to do very sort of industrial and textural sounds. So in other words, I veered more towards sound design than actual melody and more defined palette that has a melodic tonality. And it took a minute to get there because they didn't have any music in the temp. And in not having any music in the temp, it was hard to spot, at least initially. So we had a lot of start and stop in terms of spotting the film and also in terms of just finding the palette, because it was very, very important that the music be a character in helping to elevate and heighten the emotional sensibility, but not overstate. So, you know, how do you do that? How do you do that without it being one way or the other? And it ended up being a very challenging score for that reason, but also took me into a new way of experimenting, which is always fun, you know, when you're sort of left to solve the problem of a score that you would approach differently otherwise. So it was challenging, but it's very rewarding. I'm very pleased with the outcome. And I think the subject matter, which is a very important one, which investigates how the trauma of being the person who takes someone's life, you know, who has that final call of taking someone's life, how that takes the toll on every aspect of their life. So in many ways, they're also taking their life. So it was that kind of a very, very powerful movie that was very visceral. And I really appreciate that she decided to talk about that perspective, because it's not talked about at all, frankly.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. I can imagine how there would be this tricky balancing act, with one end being overly sentimental and the other end being sterile, and trying to find that middle ground.
Yeah, it's very true. It's very true. So there would be layers of things that I would put in, you know, maybe some more very light string component or textural pad component, that we actually just kept pulling things back. And so there's a starkness, but there's also a vibrance to what we ended up with. There's quite a bit of pulsing moments to reflect the passage of time. You know, there's some shots of the clock ticking and the heartbeat as well of the inmates as they're about to deal with the fate of being on death row, the heartbeat of the overall prison. Like, in other words, how do we define pulse? How does the music component help to accent that aspect of the storytelling? How is pulse this way of clocking in? Your life is, you know, it's clocked in. You have a routine that never varies as a prisoner. And you also have a routine that never varies as a warden or as a sheriff or anyone in that system. You have very strict and strong protocol. So that structure in and of itself has a rhythm to it, has a pulse. So the music reflected that, but it also reflected the inner pulse that Bernadine was dealing with, her own sort of cathartic pulse. And that was really fun to explore.
Excellent. Your other film is one I'm really looking forward to, Toni Morrison, The Pieces I Am. She's a favorite author. How did you become
amazing? Yeah.
How did you become involved in this incredible subject for a documentary?
Oh my goodness. Well, I got this call from the director, Timothy Greenfield Sanders, and the editor, Johanna. The two of them contacted me. They had heard some of my other work and really liked the range of what I do, because growing up, I listened to everything. I listened to classical music. I listened to jazz. I listened to pretty much everything, you know, hip hop, R&B, pop, rock. And I always had a desire to listen to music from a lot of other cultures. And the way I grew up, the neighborhood I grew up was very multicultural. So there was a lot of that access as well. So the music that I guess they heard, they liked that I could cover different emotional genres from different types of palettes and things like that. And then they called me and said, do you want to do this? I said, are you kidding? It's Toni Morrison. What? Of course.
Big yes.
Yeah.
So because they were interested in your musical range, did that apply to what you were working on for that documentary?
Yeah, they were very liberal in letting me sort of create my voice in the score, which was, it's very rare, I have to say. So very rare to be given that much room as a composer to be able to have the creative license to take this blank canvas and say this would be good here and this would be good there. But they really trusted me. And so we came up with genres that are, there's jazz and Americana and some blues and some vocal, kind of that keening vocal presence as well is throughout the score. They did provide me with some guidance. They had temped the score with some upright bass. They really liked that. And so I ended up using that in some of the jazz cues with other instruments and brought in some killer players and play piano with them. I have to say they play all the time. So my chops were like, okay, we have to do a few more takes here. But it was really, really amazing. And yeah, it's an incredible honor to have worked with the range of visuals they had, the archival footage, and the way in which they crafted the whole arc of her story. I mean, it's a 2-hour movie, but clearly needs much more to talk about her, her work and her worth.
So we got to hear you as a performer in this as well.
Yeah, definitely. And I also had a song in Clemency. There's a bar scene where I'm singing a song called Flow Train, where Bernadine, you know, because her situation in the trauma that she's undergoing has also impacted her personal life. So it's had a domestic toll. And there's a scene where she's in the bar kind of just trying to have some space to sort everything out. And I have a song in there. So that was fun too. But to your point, both films enabled me to perform and have that element as well, which is always really lovely.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. They asked me to write the end title song for the Toni Morrison documentary. And that was just amazing. That song wrote itself and I'm very happy with it and had a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun
awesome.
Recording it.
Well, I can't wait to see that one.
The thing about her work is that, like most great artists, she knew right away of her unique voice and her autonomy, and she knew to really preserve and commit to that. And she had complete dedication to that. And I think that's something that when I see that in somebody, I'm so inspired because they have that self-awareness so strongly. And it's something that's not often encouraged to the extent that I think it should be, you know. And she knew early on, this is what I do. This is who I am. I'm a writer. Even though she started off doing a lot of editorial work, she never abandoned her writing. Mm-hmm. And it's not an easy calling, you know, as you know. And she just stuck to her guns.
Same with music. So many young artists get told, well, what are you really going to do?
Yeah, I know. I there was a time, I oftentimes I don't even like telling people. It's not like I don't tell people what I do, but you're right. The way we're socialized is still with very traditional ways of looking at livelihood, as opposed to looking at, well, what makes you happy? And that's a big part of how I like to live my life. That's the essence of it. Well, this makes me happy. Music makes me happy.
Well, what is coming up next for you?
Well, I have a few of my personal projects I'm working on. I'm going to be writing something for the Bangor Symphony Orchestra that's going to be performed in the fall. So, yeah, I'm writing I'm still defining what exactly it is, so I don't want to say the specifics just yet, but it's definitely going to be a piece that deals with the importance of African-American women and the shoulders we stand on and their contribution to this country. There's so many women who have contributed to the soul and the spirit of this country. So I want to write something that is in tribute to that. And, you know, a couple other things that are hanging out there and I'm waiting to solidify. But yeah, it's all good. I'm just so appreciative of being able to be a person who can create music and storytell through music and meet other musicians and have that community. It's such an incredible gift. And there's so much exchange that goes on that way. There's so much talent and there's so much passion. And I feel very, very fortunate, very blessed.
Follow the Audible Soundcast on Twitter at Audio Soundcast for info on upcoming episodes, including the Soundcast 6 and Soundcast Stereo. I'm Kristen Romanelli. Thank you for listening to this Soundcast interview.